Although Yudhishthira wants to make one last plea for peace, he is worried about whether it is safe for Krishna to go to Hastinapura as his emissary. When Dhritarashtra learns Krishna is arriving as an emissary, he wants a lavish reception. Vidura explains that what Krishna wants is not a lavish reception but peace and justice. Duryodhana plans to take Krishna captive. While in Hastinapura, Krishna sees Kunti and brings her news of her sons. Duryodhana rejects Krishna's plea for peace and refuses to listen to the urging of his mother Gandhari. Krishna manifests himself in his divine form to the assembly, and Duryodhana realizes it is impossible to take him prisoner. Before leaving, Krishna speaks privately with Karna, explaining his parentage to him and trying to convince him to abandon Duryodhana, but Karna refuses. Karna promises Kunti that the only one of her sons that he will attack in the coming battle is Arjuna.